Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living. Welcome, everyone, once again. And I want to thank you today for being part of my living experiment. Seriously, I most of the time come to this mic without much of a plan. And actually, today I was all set to schedule a podcast that I had recorded on Friday. Usually I'll publish them on Sunday. And I hadn't yet written up the write-up. And I thought to myself this morning during my meditation, it's not going live. And I'm going to tell you why. And I'm going to tell you why it is that I'm just sitting in front of the mic without a plan. And that is, as I continue to go deeper and deeper into the depths of my practices, my body, my sense of being present, I've been very, very aware of when something feels authentic and when it doesn't. And it's I can no longer ignore it. So let me back up and tell you the backstory here. I've been practicing something called morning pages. For those of you who have read The Artist's Way, it is one of the staples of The Artist's Way, of this book, this best-selling seminal book by Julia Cameron. And the morning pages is really get up, you know, get your coffee, do whatever you need to do, sit down and write three full pages in your journal. And I've been doing that for the last 2 weeks. And so on Thursday, I sat down to write in my morning journal, you know, nothing particular, but all of a sudden, this entire article slash podcast came out about time and about how time slows down. How do we slow down time? Why we perceive time in different ways. And it was just like, boom, I just wrote it. And I thought to myself, wow, this is a great podcast. This, I should just get up as I do very often. And I plug in the mic and I let it rip. But I didn't. I went on with my morning schedule. I went to work out. I did a meditation practice. I looked at my emails. And, you know, before long, it was midday and it was time for lunch. And I had not recorded that podcast. Well, the next day, Friday, I was like, you know, thought to myself, I've got to get this out. So I looked at my notes, those morning pages. I tried to make some sense of them because they're a total scribble. And I created a quick outline and I recorded it. Well, as I was recording it, it felt awkward. It felt forced. And I sat with it all day. And then yesterday, I totally procrastinated on sitting down to write the description. And this morning in my meditation, I thought, nope, not going out. It was forced. I had become too tight around the information. So here's this whole idea of flow, of inspiration. When we are in a place of openness, spaciousness, we become or tap into this competence, this natural competence. We awaken or access our potential in that exact moment. This is the big aha that's coming through actually really clearly right now. You know, we can't necessarily go back and recreate the inspiration that came through in a certain moment. So to live in flow, to live on the verge in every moment is to be able to participate in what's happening in that moment. So the best thing that I could have done to continue living in flow and allow that inspiration to move through me in a way that could be clearly communicated and authentically communicated to you all would have been to get out my laptop, plug in the mic, and let it go. Let it rip. But instead, I decided to contain it or to wait on it. So I kind of lost the essence of what I was feeling. And then to outline it, it felt tight. If you think about jeans, okay, I'm going to bring it right like back down to real life here. You think about jeans. I have the same pair of jeans in 3 sizes in my closet. You know, some days I want to go with the largest size, especially if I'm working from home. You know, I just put on the loosey-goosey pants. Some days the middle pants are fine. And some days I feel, you know, like, okay, I want to like a little more style, you know, not so much of the the baggy jean look, and I'll put on the tighter pants. Some days the tight ones feel too constricting, right? I can't relax in them. Some days loose ones feel so loose that I feel very sloppy in them. So it's like not too tight, not too loose, just right. So I feel like living in flow is that just right. It's when we're able to participate in the moment that's arising with the information that's arising through us without forcing anything, without trying to be too perfect, without trying to be too casual, with really just riding the wave of flow, the energy that is coming through us in the moment. All right, so how do we bring this down to like a real level in everyday life? Because we can't just always pick up a paintbrush or, you know, throw some tunes on and dance or really just do whatever the energy is moving through us tells us to do. Or can we? I don't know. Actually don't know. This is why this is all a living experiment. But what I'm telling you is that I had the inspiration to talk about how to slow down time on Thursday morning. And the inspiration came through to me crystal clear, like complete. And the more time that went by, when I didn't act on it, and maybe it just wasn't ready to be acted upon as well, but the more time that went by, the less genuine it felt. And so when I went then to put it into form, in the form of an episode, it felt constrained, tight, inauthentic, weird, awkward, messy, unclear. So how about you? How does this land for you in your life? I think the first thing to do is just to start to notice. Notice when inspiration comes through. Notice when you feel the sense of aha starting to emerge. The answer to the question. The pattern that you're seeing. Oh, I see a pattern of behavior or a pattern of anything. A pattern of weather. Right? I'm sensing a pattern happening. When we start to become more in tune with the inner environment and the slight, subtle shifting of sensations in our body, quivering in our gut, right? Beating of our heart, we can then start to really listen. And so in listening, you can then make a decision. Do I need to write this down now? Does this need to come out in a phone call, an email, a conversation now? Is it something to get down on my phone in a voice memo so that later I can listen back to me speaking about this with that intensity, with that authenticity. Perhaps I need to sit on this decision for a little bit and not act on it immediately and be impulsive. Perhaps, though, I need to get it down somewhere. Right? I don't know exactly what I'm asking you to do, but what is forming and coming through as I speak spontaneously, right? No notes today. Is that when we feel some answer coming through, some creative impulse, some manifestation, some urging, when it starts to come through, we need to listen. Listen to what's being called in the moment. Some type of action, some type of contemplation. Maybe it's writing, maybe it's speaking, maybe it's acting, maybe it's none of the above. Last Thursday morning, when this came through in my morning pages, I had the impulse to plug in the mic and get it into an episode, but I didn't do it. I hesitated. I thought, no worries, I could do that later. How many of these moments are we missing? These creative moments, these huge ahas, solutions to the problems in our life, answers to the questions we've been asking ourselves for years. Are we ignoring those impulses? Are we storing them for tomorrow? That's all I'm asking here. You know, can you sit with these impulses without tightening up around them, without being too loosey-goosey, but really getting to what is being called for me to do right now? And can I do it? Can this action be done? Can this talk be done? Can this episode be recorded right now? And maybe not. And maybe it's not possible, but to start to become familiar with these creative, intelligent, insightful, wise impulses, direction that come through us all the time. If we don't listen, if we keep shoving them down, if we keep putting them off till tomorrow, they become stale, muted, disingenuous, inauthentic, awkward, weird, weaker, not quite as wise or insightful. One of the beauties about teaching yoga that I learn every time I teach is that I can never plan what's going to come out of my mouth, and I don't ever plan. I used to plan. 20 years ago, I used to plan with quotes and themes and all the above. But now I just go in and I allow the creative genius to move through me. And it's amazing what happens. It's amazing the insight that comes through me. And it's not me. It's just me allowing. And that's really all I'm saying today. Can you allow? And start to notice when you're not allowing your creative genius to move through. Can you allow for that? And what may manifest? What manifests may actually blow your mind? Like literally, that's what we want to do. We want to blow our mind. I've experienced it all, folks. I have been overprepared for talks and have delivered a talk that may have been delivered perfectly according to my outline, but lacked spontaneity and excitement. I have gone in totally loose without plan, but haven't had the trust in myself, in my own presence, to allow creative impulse to move through. And I've gone in not too tight and not too loose, like that well-fitting pair of jeans. I know it's kind of a silly metaphor, but it's the truth. Really going in with the pants that feel not too tight, not too loose, where there's a little bit of wiggle room and there's a little bit of structure, where I'm able to act on impulse and right as soon as it happens. So what's happening in your own life? How is this relating to you? Maybe it doesn't. Maybe you're like, Kara, you know what? I've lost you today. And that's okay. Not every episode's going to hit. Not everything I say is going to propel you into, you know, changing your life. And that's okay. I get that. You are my living experiment. This platform, this microphone allows me to work through what's coming through me. Sometimes it's in total chaos and sometimes it's totally streaming. But what I do know and what I felt like I wanted to share with you today is that we have these impulses coming through all the time. How often are you muting them and putting them off till tomorrow? Can you keep a list, perhaps a list of impulses, a list of insights where you have these ideas coming out of nowhere? Put them down on paper so you don't forget, until you can start trusting yourself to just act on them or do something immediately or check them out more deeply. Ask yourself more questions about what is this impulse and where is it telling me to go and what is it telling me to do? Finally, folks, we are brilliant beings. We are divine. We are made from this divine, brilliant energy, creative energy. And it's streaming through every single one of us in every single moment. And it's waiting for us to let go of the trying and the forcing, to lie back into its warm, tender arms, and to allow this energy and this wisdom to guide us in a way that is of positive benefit for the world. Thank you, as always, for listening, for being there to support me. I love hearing from you. So just reach out. You know where to find me, Kara@KaraBradley.net. Go forth and set the world on fire in your own unique way. If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend and review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play. And help me help more folks show up for their high-definition, high-voltage life.